In South Korea, public pressure is mounting on the democratically elected president to resign. NPR's Elise Hu reports on why South Koreans have taken to the streets.
In a demonstration stretching for more than 2 miles, so many Koreans crammed Seoul's widest avenue you could barely move. And while the huge protest did have a festive feel, the political aims were pretty serious.
I want to tell the president that we are angry.
Jinwon Kim is one of the growing number of Koreans wanting Park Geun-hye to step down. Organizers put the crowd count at 1 million people, making this protest the largest in 3 decades.
She acts like she's the queen of this country.
At issue is a cronyism scandal surrounding President Park. Though not yet charged, this week she'll be the first sitting president questioned in a criminal investigation. It's over how much classified information and public policy she allowed a close personal friend with no official post to see and make decisions about. That friend is now charged with abuse of power and fraud as prosecutors dig into whether she used her influence to enrich herself. It's all led to swelling public discontent with entrenched political and economic powers here, just as global uncertainty grows about longtime Korean ally, the United States. Demonstrator Martin Hun tells us, if I can compare our country to a house, if the inside of the house is chaotic, I can't really pay attention to what's going on outside. So we need to resolve what's going on internally first. To make themselves heard, the protesters got within a few football fields of the president's residence Saturday night. Step down, they chanted, thousands of voices strong. The president's spokesman said Park, quote, heard the voices of the people and realizes the seriousness of the situation. But there's no sign she will resign. Instead, she said she wants to, quote, fulfill her responsibilities as president. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.